So we call this the trans-terminator. This is really important because a lot of people never, ever terminate their trances, and so they can't really feel it real. So today in the Law of Attraction by Neville Goddard Group, I get a couple of these a week privately, sometimes a couple a day, but one shows up in the group today. And it's details about problems, about problems, about problems, about where the problems came from, if the problems continue, what will happen. It's a long detailed explanation about the problems. And congratulations, you took the time to write, to reach out, to stretch, to risk. That means heaps to me, because when you take the time to reach out, to stretch, to risk, that tells me you're ready to change. And the long email tells me, or post, tells me that you are hypnotized, that you're in trance about the problems, where they came from, what will happen as they continue, how they make you feel, and it goes on and on and on. So the first step is to shorten everything. What do you want? And the answer usually is something like, I want the problem to go away. I want less of the problem. Now, I want you to understand something. This is really cool. Your desires are divine in origin. Your problems aren't. Neville Goddard said you came here to appease the hungers. So if I ask, hey, let me ask you a question. What are you hungry for? And you go, you know, the toilet is dripping and there's cat shit in the litter pan and the dogs want to go outside, but I'm busy right now and I'm really tired because I didn't sleep well last night. And anything but noodles. And at that point, we really don't even remember the question. You know, what are you hungry for? See, today we're having Sri Lankan banana leaf meals. They're either a chicken or a lamb. They're in a curry with rice. They're just lovely. This lovely lady, Michelle, and her husband, they make these meals. They're Sri Lankan curry meals with like 5 ingredients. And they wrap them up in banana leaves. So that when we warm them up, we just set the banana leaf on the table, open it up, eat. There's no mess, no fuss. It's nice and easy. It's super healthy, yummy food. But what do I want for lunch today? Sri Lankan curry. You notice how simple that is to surrender to. Your real desires are very easy to surrender to. The problem is we have to terminate the trance first. And so we say, no, stop. Listen, I got all the details there. What I need is something short, sweet, specific, and actual hunger. What do you want different? And let me give you some examples. Whenever I was stuck in Florida and couldn't get my visa issues worked out and ran out of money, and was living with my friend, and he was lending me his car, and I was able to smoke cigars. I enjoy smoking cigars. I was able to smoke cheap cigars, and life was really rough, and did the divorce thing and shut down my old business, and I wasn't sleeping well. See, there's hypnotized. What did I want? I wanted to be with Victoria in Melbourne, Australia. I was stuck in Florida. I wanted to be in Melbourne, Australia with my wife. What would imply that that's true? By the way, we weren't married at the time. But in consciousness, she was my wife. I'd already asked her to marry me. She said yes. The problem is I'm on the other side of the world and I'm out of money. I'm on the other side of the world and I don't have a visa yet. And so I imagine experiencing one sip of coffee with her sitting on the front stoop of the house looking at the garden. And I just kept feeling one sip of coffee with her on the stoop looking out at the garden. And an old client of mine reaches out and he says, look, I'll give you this much money. It was a nice chunk of money. If you will make me a private course on whatever the subject was, not going to go there. And I said, Robbie, sure, that'll work. Send me the money. He sends me the money. Now I've got money. Rightio. The visa comes through from the Australian government. I can fly back and be a tourist again. That's cool. And so I've got money. I've got a visa. I go online, and the airline tickets are about twice as much money as I got. They went through the roof. I don't know why. But I didn't get hypnotized on the problem. I just kept imagining one sip of coffee with Victoria on the stoop looking at the garden. That simple. Something that implies the wish fulfilled. Notice I'm not imagining flying around the world. I'm not imagining getting through customs. I'm not imagining anything about any potential problem. Yeah, the plane landing safely. I'm not buying into the state of cortisol. I'm imagining one sip of coffee with the woman I've chosen to marry, who has chosen to marry me, in our garden. It's essentially in our garden, where the garden and the house meet. And so miraculously, out of the blue, hey, two seats open up. One seat suddenly left. I grabbed it. At the price that I choose to go at. I've got enough money to, yeah, my buddy, I talked to him, Dr. Ken, hey, will you give me a ride to the airport? He goes, I ain't getting up that early. I ain't driving to the airport. He's a little mad because I'm leaving. He was hoping to have more time with me. But I surrendered to a hunger. And so I rented a guy to come pick me up. I took the cheapest way possible, right? Little piece of shit car. Guy shows up in a limousine. So I get in the limousine and I've got like $50 left in my wallet. And we're driving, we're talking, and I figured we'd get what the guy said, but I asked him about his weekend, and he was telling me about his weekend, and he was telling me about his son. And I suddenly felt the urge to give him the last of my money. So I give him the last of my money. So here I am, I'm flying from Tampa, Florida to Melbourne, Australia, flat broke. Right? There'll be more money that shows up in the account, I'm sure, but I have no cash on me. I can't buy anything. I can't buy an in-flight meal. Can't buy an upgrade with more leg room. I get to the airport, hey, they upgrade me. No idea why. But for the two connecting flights, I got upgrades. How cool was that? Life goes on, I fly around the world, I land in Sydney, Australia, not Melbourne. I get detained by customs. You've been going in and out of Australia for over a year, what's the deal? How you making money? What are you up to? They interrogate me for 3 hours. They take apart my computer, my mobile phone, they discover I've been making money in Australia. They said I had 7 visa violations, and I explained to them, I'm not going to disagree, but I'm going to tell you why I did what I did. And I explained to them, look, I'm a police officer, retired, got hurt on the job. And when I read these laws, this is what that means to me because of what the law means in the United States. And they're like, well, you're wrong, right? These two words, can and shall, mean some different things here. So does the word may. And we went through the detail and I just said, look, I apologize. I had absolutely zero intention to break any laws. As you can see, I left every 90 days as required. I did not take a job from any Australian. I simply worked on my business while I was here, and I did it in a way that committed a visa violation, and for that I apologize. Long story short, after 3 hours in the box, they release me to fly from Sydney to Melbourne. Victoria picks me up at the airport. 3 months later, we're married. You getting some gold? Because you need to break the trance. You break the trance with Simple and Speedy. What do you want? What do you want to have different in your day? That's where I'd begin. If you're getting gold, easymanifestingmethods.com. Go there, sign up for the 7 free videos. We will send you a link to your inbox, or I will send you an email to your inbox. You must click the link so we can send you the 7 videos. It's the law. I do things by the law. That's the kind of guy I am. But those 7 little videos will help you get the foundations. That's easymanifestingmethods.com. Sign up there. Click the link that comes to your email box. It may end up in your spam or promotions. Drag it to your inbox and click the link. If you need help, let me know. You can get my email and other goodies at NevilleGoddardStore.com. If what we say makes sense to you, if you get what we say actually, you know, it's simple. It works. It doesn't require that you listen to hours and hours of dumb shit. It's called diving in and doing things the right way. Now for fun, here's what I invite you to do. It's 7:44 a.m. It is the 9th of November. And I invite you to take 60 seconds, well, maybe 30 seconds right now, and imagine up something specific you want different about your day. I imagine sipping coffee with my wife instead of sipping coffee in Florida. Tiny little imaginal act moved me around the world. Imagine up something simple that implies your wish is fulfilled as we go into the silence. Dive deeper, soar higher, skip all the bullshit, do only what works, break the trance. We've given gold here, listen to this one a couple times. And if you want to dive deeper, NevilleGoddardStore.com. See ya.